we're caught in a trap. I can't walk out because I love you too much, baby. Why can't you see what you're doing to me? When you don't believe a word I say, we can go on together with suspicious minds, and we can build our dreams on suspicious minds. Should an old friend I know stop me and say hello?
Fine Young Cannibals wrapping up that set of music with their version of Elvis's Suspicious Minds. Talking about some songs I really love. I love the Elvis Suspicious Minds, and I dig the Fine Young Cannibals Suspicious Minds as well. Yeah, Elvis, if he were alive today, would have celebrated, I believe, his 88th birthday this past week. Yeah, and sadly, we've got a report that his daughter passed away yesterday at 54 years old. Unbelievable. New Order before the Fine Young Cannibals doing their version of Ceremony. Originally a Joy Division song, but I guess they get credit for it. I mean, it's a Joy Division cover by a band who was basically mostly Joy Division, or were Joy Division. Fun Boy 3. Featuring the late Terry Hall, passed away back in December with the Lunatics Have Taken Over the Asylum. You know, it's a political song, and I play it for that very reason. Because I don't care which party you vote for, they're both lunatics. So each and every year I get to play that, usually in November. And I say, hey, guess what? The lunatics have taken over the asylum. Guided by Voices. Oh, not Guided by Voices. Depeche Mode. Guided by Voices was the set prior to that. Depeche Mode, Blasphemous Rumors. Andy Fletcher of Depeche Mode passed away last year. So I wanted to play those. Some songs that I did not get in last week's Gone But Not Forgotten segment of the Viva La Mock radio program. So I want to get into this segment. Now, don't forget, if this is a live show, so it's Friday, January 13th, you can give me a request. I've gotten a few requests that have come over the email, wrctrequest@gmail.com, and I will be getting to each and every one of those as I can mix them in. I also remind you that if you've been putting your heart under way too much pressure lately due to maybe it's stress, maybe, you got to think about this because you know what? Uncontrolled high blood pressure is serious. And your heart, it can quit whenever it wants to. And the challenge is when your heart quits, you quit. So you should listen to your heart. Don't let it quit on you. Doing the minimum to control your high blood pressure isn't doing enough. High blood pressure can lead to stroke, heart attack, and death. Get your blood pressure to a healthy range before it's too late. For information on how to get your high blood pressure to that healthy range, you can text PRESSURE to 97779. This message from the American Heart Association, the American Stroke Association, the estate of Lisa Marie Presley, and WRCT. Speaking of Lisa Marie and her father who has passed, I also feel compelled to play something from Peter Hallsapple. He goes by Mr. Bonus with this one, but it's Elvis, What Happened? Viva La Mock.
Well, Elvis, what happened? What happened was you died. You showed us how to live, and then you died. And it was not a pretty sight. And you made us feel like fools to believe in what we saw. Like how you love religion, and how you love your ma. And Dr. Nick, that evil prick, for all that Thorazine. And Colonel Parker kept his hand in making things look clean. Your acting out of public life was better than your films. Colonel Parker took your hand and he catered to your whims. Oh, you let him be your teddy bear and he made you Frankenstein. And then you died, you stupid ass, and left it all behind. Well, Elvis, what happened? What happened was you died. But thanks to RCA, we still get pieces of the pie. You multiplied. It must have done your dad some good, cause he seemed to egg you on till you tantalized in glory until all of you was gone. And adoration was a burden and the public was a rave. You must have died one tortured soul for having so much faith. Well, Elvis, what happened? What happened was you died. You showed us how to live and then you died. And it was not a pretty sight. But I still visit Graceland whenever I'm in town, and through the gate and up the walk, and lay my flowers down among the 1,000,000,000 garlands that are laying on the ground, and wish that you could be here with us to see what we're going through. When we read that Goldman book and we think we misread you, and then you died like Lenny Bruce after he'd given up his chase. Only wish you were around to see the look on all the faces when they say, Elvis, what happened? What happened was you died. You showed us how to live and then you died. And it was not a pretty sight. Well, Elvis, what happened? What happened was you died. You showed us how to live and then you died. And it was not a pretty sight.
Hi, it's Paul Kelly here. You're listening to Viva La Mock on WRCT. All the kings and queens in the Bible, they could not turn back time. So what chance have I of a miracle in this life of mine? I only want one day to unsay the things I said, undo the thing I did. 24 little hours, oh God, please wipe them all away. And I promise I will change. If I could start today again, I know I'm not the milk and honey kind. Today I proved it true. When the red mist falls around my eyes, I know not what I do. Please give me back today. And I won't say the things I say or do that thing I do. Every minute, every hour, replays just the same, and I can't stand the shame. Let me start today again. One lousy day, that's all of every day that's been before since time began. I know my prayer's in vain, but for a second I'll pretend that I can start today again.
From a feather he fixed with a bobby pin. That's a small price to pay for the privilege of being the Indian. He said, I'll be your friend if you give me a dollar a day. I'll be your friend if you give me a dollar. In the picture she posed on the car hood in lipstick and underpants. The very same evening she was crowned queen of the harvest dance. She said, I'll make you king if you give me a dollar a day. Looks like a girl you remember from summer camp. Reached through your rib cage and tore out your heart with a postage stamp. She said, I was your girl when you gave me a dollar a day.
Bobby Bear Jr. wrapping up that set of music from his Okay, I'm Sorry album with, I think that was the New Seekers who had a big hit with that one. I'd like to teach the world to sing. I'd like to just teach myself to sing, to be honest. But if I could teach the world, you'd all sing a little bit off key. Just so you know. Before the Bobby Bear Jr., Gladys from Lexington, Kentucky, doing a Stephen Foster pen tune, which happens to be the Kentucky State song. Yeah, Pittsburgh's own Stephen Foster, or as Lawrenceville would say, no, Lawrenceville's own Stephen Foster wrote My Old Kentucky Home. It was actually on this day back in 1864 that Stephen Foster passed away. So I wanted to play some Stephen Foster. Paul Kelly in there speaking on this day. It was on this day in 1955. Paul Kelly was born. He is 68 years old today. Happy birthday, Paul Kelly. Played some Paul Kelly for you if I could start today again. And that, maybe that's what he thinks. If he could start today again, he would just have birthday after birthday after birthday, but just not get older. If he just starts the day. If it's a whole Groundhog Day thing. And Mr. Bonus, better known as Peter Halsapple of the DBs, from a compilation called, I think it's called Luxury Condos Coming Soon. Coyote Records put that out in the 1980s. Elvis What Happened, the name of the track. Some people are like, Moxter, what happened? They do ask that many, many times when they listen to this program. So I'm so happy when you just stick with me. It's got some rough spots and some smooth spots and much like the back of my hand, I think. That's got some rough spots and some smooth spots, too. Sorry, I'm just staring at the back of my hand now. I don't know what you're doing. Hey, I mentioned request, did I not? If you email me at wrctrequest@gmail.com, I'll do my best to get a request out there for you. Did you know there was a critical mass bike race? That's not a race, it's a ride. Sorry. For those of you who wrote in it, you're like, dude, I wasn't racing anyone. I was just riding. Except for there was like one person in there who's like, nope, I'm racing. Anyway, there was a critical mass bike ride this evening. And Zev took part in said bike race. Before I go into Zev's request, I got to say, do you ride a bicycle? Do you want safer streets? Do you want respect from motorists? Do you want bicycle infrastructure improvements? Well, guess what? Bike Pittsburgh is a nonprofit organization working on improving the conditions on the street and the amenities off the streets, making Pittsburgh a more bicycle-friendly city. Now you can find out more about Bike Pittsburgh's programs by going to bike-pgh.org or call 412-325-4334. If you stop by your local bike shop, they should probably have a brochure for you. But as I mentioned, Zev reached out to me on the emails, wrctrequest@gmail.com. And yeah, all the compliments about my show, that helps the request get played. Love your show. You're playing songs I love. You're the greatest. I don't listen to any other show. On and on. But actually, Zev wanted to hear something from Medicine. This one actually goes back to the Crow soundtrack. It's Time Baby 3 by request here on Viva Lamont. Yeah.
Back
Happy Mondays, wrapping up that set of music from their 1987 single, 24 Hour Party People. Before the Happy Mondays, tell you what was in that set of music. Some newer music from We've Got a Fuzz Box, and We're Gonna Use It, from a release they did in 2020, a single they put out, I Can't Do Anything. Lush in there with The Child Catcher. Went back a few years for some, let's call it vintage, My Bloody Valentine and Thorn. And Zev wanted to hear some Medicine, Time Baby 3, so I played it. That's how the requests work when you're listening to the Viva La Mock radio program. I'll be back with something. Who knows what? Right after this.
Considering an online pharmacy? Explore BeSafeRx to find useful information and resources to help you purchase medicines safely online. Discover more helpful tips and resources at fda.gov/BeSafeRx.
Let's get back into more music. We lost this fine lady in 2022. It's Loretta Lynn.
You left me for the bright lights of the town. A country boy set out to see the world. Remember when those city lights shined down? That big old moon shines on your Kentucky girl. I swear I love you by the moon above you. How bright is it shining in your world? Some morning when you wake up all alone, just come on home to your blue Kentucky girl. Don't wait to bring great riches home to me.
Heartache Yes, I've got heartaches by the numbers. A love that I can't win. But the day that I stop counting, that's the day my world will end.
Sun went down and the circus, it was over. The tent came down and a funny old clown said, "The boys, I'm now in clover. I'm headed for a land that's a far away beside the popcorn fountain. I'll see you all this coming fall in the Big Rock Candy Mountain." In the Big Rock Candy Mountain, there's a land that's bright and fair. For the donuts grow on bushes and there's lots of cookies there. For the dogs and cats are happy and the sun shines every day. There are birds and bees in the bubblegum trees by the lemonade springs where the whippoorwill sings in the Big Rock Candy Mountain. In the Big Rock Candy Mountain, the houses are built of blocks. And the little streams of sody pop come a-trickling down the rocks. The soldiers there are made of lead and they are very brave. There's a lake of stew and ice cream too. You can paddle all around in a paper canoe in the Big Rock Candy Mountain. In the Big Rock Candy Mountain, the frogs have wooden legs. And the bulldogs all have rubber teeth, and the hens lay hard-boiled eggs. There's chocolate pie in all the trees and jam in all the lakes. Oh, I'm gonna go where the wind don't blow. There's a big free show and candy snow in the Big Rock Candy Mountains. So come with me and you're gonna see the Big Rock Candy Mountain.
Hello, I'm Johnny Cash.
I hear the train a-coming, it's rolling around a bend, and I ain't seen the sunshine since I don't know when. I'm stuck in Folsom Prison, and time keeps dragging on. But that train keeps a-rolling on down the San Antone. When I was just a baby, my mama told me, son, always be a good boy, don't ever play with guns. But I shot a man in Reno just to watch him die. When I hear that whistle blowing, I hang my head and cry. We'll be right back.
I bet there's rich folks eating from a fancy dining car. They're probably drinking coffee and smoking big cigars. Well, I know I had it coming. I know I can't be free. But those people keep a moving, and that's what tortures me. From this prison, if that railroad train was mine, I bet I'd move it on a little farther down the line. Far from Folsom Prison, that's where I want to stay. And I'd let that lonesome whistle blow my blues away.
One fine day as I was walking down the street, spied a beggar man with rags upon his feet. Took a penny from my pocket in his tin cup, I did drop it. And I heard him say as I made my retreat, "May the bird of paradise fly up your nose. May an elephant caress you with his toes. In her hose. May the bird of paradise fly up your nose." My laundry man is really on his toes. Found $100 bill among my clothes. When he called me, I came running, gave him back his dime for phoning. And I heard him saying as I turned to go, "May the bird of paradise fly up your nose. May an elephant caress you with his toes. May your wife be plagued with runners in her hose. May the bird of paradise fly up your nose." I was way behind one day to catch a train. The taxi driver said, "We'll make it just the same." A speed cop made it with us, and as he wrote out the ticket, I stood by politely waiting for my change. May the bird of paradise fly up your nose. May an elephant caress you with his toes.
Little Jimmy Dickens wrapping up that set of music. Wishing you to say, "May the bird of paradise fly up your nose." Before Little Jimmy, who I think we lost a couple years back, but Johnny Cash, late great Johnny Cash, live at Folsom Prison doing Folsom Prison blues. Would you believe that album, that concert took place 55 years ago today? So I wanted to play something from that album. He was actually, the record label didn't want him to do it. But he's Johnny Cash. He does what he wants. Before the Johnny Cash, Tex Ritter doing his version of Big Rock Candy Mountain. I think actually Tex would be celebrating a birthday today. Ray Price before that, Heartaches by the Number, and I started off with Miss Loretta Lynn with Blue Kentucky Girl. She will be missed. And I'll be a blue Pittsburgh boy every day I think about it. What other fun stuff can I tell you? Can we talk about? I'm not too sure. I'm sure there's some fun stuff out there that I want to talk about. Oh, you know what I can talk about? Taking care of a loved one can lead to plenty of questions. Fortunately, there's a place to get answers for them and for you. Find articles, tips, and tools from experts and fellow caregivers who have been in your place. Visit AARP's Caregiving Resource Center at aarp.org/caregiving. I also want to make a warning. Let's say, I'll call it a warning. The warning is, for those of you listening to my Encore show, it might be ending soon. See if we maybe can squeeze in one more song or figure out what's going on with that. But just want to warn you about that. Oh, I forgot to remind you that the Irma Freeman Center for Imagination joins you in supporting WRCT Pittsburgh. Located on Penn Avenue in the Garfield neighborhood of Pittsburgh, the Irma Freeman Center for Imagination has been contributing to the educational and cultural landscape of the city of Pittsburgh for over a decade. They host a vast array of events and exhibitions. They have gallery hours on the weekend, but they're also, or by appointment, but you can visit them during Unblurred, which is the first Friday of every month from 6 to 9 p.m. For more information, 412-924-0634 or visit irmafreeman.org. So I do have time for one more song in this encore airing of the Viva La Mock radio program. Again, I want to thank you for listening. My name is Paul. I am the Mockster. I'm the host of this program. You can hear it in its entirety, its entire four-hour show each and every Friday evening at 9 p.m. right here on WRCT. For my last song, I've decided I need to pay tribute to Van Conner. We lost last year Mark Lanegan of Screaming Trees, and just recently we lost Van Conner. So in tribute to Van Conner, founding member, bass player of Screaming Trees, I'm going to end my program with their version of There'll Be Peace in the Valley for Me. Thanks for listening.
Well, I'm tired and so weary, but I must go along till the Lord comes and calls me away. Oh, yes, with the morning so bright and the lamp is alight and the night is as black as the sea. There'll be peace in the
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
We start today with remarkable news of President Joe Biden doing something that Donald Trump promised to do, MAGATs said would be great to do, and the entire right wing has insisted only a Republican would be able to do such a thing. What am I talking about? I'm talking about decreasing our supply chain dependence on China and replacing it with other parts of the world and other countries. And specifically, we're talking about Mexico. Take a look at this headline. For the first time in two decades, the U.S. buys more from Mexico than from China. These are figures released yesterday by the U.S. Commerce Department, and they show that when you look at the value of goods imported from China compared to that imported from Mexico in 2023, the Mexican imports went up 5%, more than $475 billion. At the same time, Chinese imports declined to 20% to $427 billion. And we now have, for the first time in decades, imported more from Mexico than from China. Now, I am not going to pretend that just because Biden did something Trump said would be good to do, that it's actually a good thing to do. We're going to get later in the segment to, is this actually a good thing? But to the extent that the party line for the right has been, we've got to decrease our dependence on China. We're importing too much relative to what we export from China. That's called the trade balance. It's risky when it comes to pharmaceuticals, when it comes to steel, when it comes to cheap tchotchkes that you buy at any Caribbean destination that look exactly the same, except for it says St. John or St. Thomas or Aruba. You know the tchotchkes I'm talking about. Anyway, the idea is we should import less of that stuff. There's a broader trend here, okay? And the broader trend is that increasingly, this is now speaking industrially, Mexico is a viable alternative to China. It's closer. It has surpassed China as our top source of official imports. It's believed by some, and I'm trying to be precise, but also careful with my language. It's believed by some that there is less of a national security concern when it comes to imports from Mexico, while at the same time, people coming from Mexico are rapists and criminals, but we're better off getting stuff from Mexico than from China, according to these very same people. So it's a change that just underscores the dynamics of the changing U.S.-China relationship, how deal flows are evolving and changing. We've got a strong dollar, a global economy that's okay. U.S. exports slightly up in 2023, imports down overall, but comparatively imports way up from Mexico relative to China. And so this is an accomplishment for Joe Biden that Trump and MAGA promised but failed to do. We've reduced our dependence on China. And the way that Joe Biden has done it, I think it's not enough to just say it happened while Joe Biden was president. We should be able to say, well, what are the policies that helped it happen? The Biden administration has promoted what's called nearshoring to Mexico. That's what I mean by getting our stuff from a place that's geographically closer. We've seen this with companies like Hisun moving production to Mexico and keeping supply chains in North America. The climate legislation of 20. 20-